Today, the Egyptian armed forces met with the government, and there are reports that President Mubarak has left Cairo, that he'll meet protesters' demands and step down. Egyptian state TV is saying that he is meeting with Omar Suleiman right now and that he will be speaking around 1:30 p.m. Eastern time here in the United States. We are very pleased to have back with us Wall Street Journal reporter Charles Levinson, who joins us now from Cairo to give us an update on what's going on there. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
I bet you didn't expect to be talking to us so soon. What's the reaction in Tahrir Square to what's happening right now?
It's pandemonium. It's jubilation. We're watching from our hotel balcony just above the square. We have reporters down there. And it's the largest crowd we've seen yet. It's extremely loud. Every so often, cheers go up as some announcement goes through. The most recent the report that's come across on BBC Arabic, which we haven't confirmed yet, that says Mubarak has left the country, that triggered huge raucous cheers from the square.
But nobody knows for sure. It was rumored that he left Cairo and went to Sharm el Sheikh.
We haven't gotten confirmation on that yet. We've got the same reports, but we don't know for sure what's happening.
And then we've also heard that. We've also heard that he's still in the palace.
Right. So, we're waiting to see. Everybody's sort of waiting to see exactly what's going to happen.
Yesterday, striking workers joined the protesters. Do you think that had an impact on his decision or the government's decision on how to proceed?
It's hard to say that one thing had an impact. I think that was part of one of a series of things that increased the sense that this thing was growing and escalating and that more people were joining it. And I think that sense is building and not, withering, as I think the government had hoped for a while, is probably what we can say finally, take the balance, if indeed the balance has tipped as we expect.
Well, it's assumed that the military will take over. How does that sit with the Egyptians in Tahrir Square?
Well, it's obviously the democracy activists in the square don't want to see another military dictatorship. On the other hand, they don't have any faith in this constitution, and so anything that anything short of a full rewrite and a full redrafting of the constitution would probably not have made them happy. And the only way to do that is for the military to take over, at least for now, and go outside the Constitution. The first step to take, that's going to be seen as a good first step. Obviously, what the intentions of the military or whoever now takes over in some sort of extra constitutional process is remains to be seen.
Well, Omar Suleiman would probably, at least for a time, become the new president. And do you have any sense of what Egyptians or at least the protesters think about him, given his connections to the military and his former head of the country's intelligence services?
Again, Suleiman has been Mubarak's closest advisor for years, and the protesters are not going to be happy with Suleiman as just another autocrat, another Mubarak. If Suleiman presides over a genuine transition to accept his role at the top of the government transition. But it's not a given. Again, if the military takes over in an extra constitutional process, Suleiman's position is not a given at this point. He doesn't technically have if it's the military that's in charge, he doesn't have an official place in that hierarchy. He's the vice president now. I mean, presumably, if the military took over, then perhaps it'd be the Tantawi. It's not really clear how they're going to, what form this is going to take now.
I heard a report this morning on NPR Morning Edition that President Obama's role in all of this has been criticized a lot in Egypt because he doesn't seem to have taken one kind of firm position. That so much of perhaps a lot of stuff is going on behind the scenes, but one day he seems to want Mubarak out. The next day he's saying, well, maybe we have to wait a little while. Have you been assessing the public's opinion about the U.S. role in all of this?
Yeah, of course. I've been trying to follow it fairly closely. You know, after that first speech he Obama gave, I guess it was last Tuesday after Mubarak's first speech, there was some satisfaction. They felt that Obama had, I mean, people I know that, you know, felt that Obama had taken a fairly strong line. Since then, there's been a sense that the White House has sort of waffled or walked back initial strong positions. And there's no question there's been some disappointment. There's also a sense that, you know, among the protesters in the square, that they're crying, that they're doing this, and that they don't really need Washington right now, that they're doing this on their own. And it's not the first thing on people's minds, on their lips, Washington at this point.
Do you, are people chanting anything in Tahrir Square as the reports are coming out about Mubarak? Have they been singing the national anthem?
One chant that's been going around was, it rhymes in Arabic, and in English, it's got a great rhyme in Arabic. In English, that means, you pilot, you know, a reference to Air Force Base, your airplane is waiting for you in the airport. So that's going around. More recently, just in the last few minutes, we got a part that the chant was, look what the people have done, to look and see what the people have done, which was an uplifting chant.
If he does step down, are there any rumors as to where he might go in that airplane?
Your guess is as good as mine. Ben Ali from Tunisia went to Saudi Arabia, and it's hard to see them taking another fleeing Arab autocrat. But, you know, it's really, I don't know, it's a good question. It's something we're all going to want to know, but I don't have even a good sense of that.
Well, Egypt took the Shah, but I can't imagine Iran taking Mubarak.
Not like the relations these days. One possibility is he could go to Germany, where he's been getting medical treatment in recent years. So it's possible he'd go to Germany on the pretext of getting, you know, more medical treatment. It would be a somewhat face-saving, means for him to do that.
Go ahead.
Possibility that's been tossed around.
How are protesters in the square getting information and updates?
There's a screen, a big, large screen, a big, giant sheet that's sort of playing, Al Jazeera and different stations, news stations. That people on Twitter with their phones and following updates that way. And the speaker, and people are sort of announcing news updates over the loudspeakers as well.
Well, we're announcing updates as well, and if President Mubarak does speak at 1:30 this afternoon, we will be broadcasting that speech live on both 93.9 FM and AM 820. Meanwhile, we will continue presenting the BBC World Service coverage of what's going on our AM side and talking to people like Charles Levinson here to tell us what's to keep us apprised of what's going on. Charles, we'll call you back if something exciting happens, okay? And if he does step down, we would love to hear what the response is, at least as you're seeing it.
Yeah.
Thanks again, Charles Levinson of The Wall Street Journal.